So yesterday, he began the Seder HaTfilah with the Yehuda HaLevi, and he presented us. We met the bracha of Yotzer Ara again for the very first time, and he put it into perspective as a bracha that gives us a chance to put nature into divine perspective, the chance to look at the big and the small. And to think about the massive creatures Ribbono Shel Olam has created, the sun, the moon, the stars, the malachim, all the astronomical creatures of Ribbono Shel Olam, all the heavenly creatures of Ribbono Shel Olam, and to recognize that they are awesome, they are grand, and yet they're not independently grand. They're an expression of the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really want to say, is expressed in the enormous size and power with which Hashem invested the sun, the moon, the stars. And the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equally evident, and maybe even more evident, in the enormous amount of Chachma that he, Hashem, packed into the tiniest ant or bee. And neither to deny science or nature, nor to worship science or nature, but to recognize that nature and science are creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bespeak the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the first bracha. And here on page 187, he says, and now, with that sort of bigger perspective on the first bracha, let's turn to the second bracha. What's that all about? V'amro birkas ahavas olam. A Jew then comes from the bracha of Yotzer to the bracha of Ahavas Olam. Ya'aleh libos hadveikus, or hidavkus hashefa ha'eloki ba'adas Yisrael. The first bracha had us begin to take in the grandeur, the majesty of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the creator of the entire universe. And now we get more specific, we get more particular. We now think about that grand, majestic Borei Olam. He connects to us. He connects to Klal Yisrael. And he, so to speak, pours the Shefa Eloki, pours the spirituality and goodness all over us. Ha'eda ha'muchana l'kabalasa. The group that has been prepared to accept that flow of spirituality, that flow of divine goodness. Like a well-polished lens that, this is springtime, start going outside. I enjoyed the opportunity to share my backyard Madura with a number of you last night, as did Shua. I'm sure many Chevra had Maduras yesterday, last night, the night before. Some people use a lot of lighter fluid, and some of us are proud to be, to use solid backcountry Boy Scout methods, a one match, just to use paper and bark and wood. You have a one or two match bonfire, and then you have the real purists who might try to use a no match fire. I have a no match fire. You need something else, whether it's flint and steel, or it's a fire bow, or it's a magnifying glass. Right? You've all seen it done, or heard about it being done. Right? You take that magnifying glass and you try to pinpoint, concentrate the light of the sun into a particular point. And so much so, sometimes you begin to get smoke. Because imagine you're using, so that's exactly what Sefer HaKuzri says. Using a ri'i milutash, a well-polished lens, Shemirakezi love is karni Hashemesh. It concentrates all the rays of the sun to one point. Super, super powerful. Kain dava ka'ori loki ba'adas Yisrael. You think about that image of concentrating and centralizing all the power of the sun to a single point. That's a mashal, a visual to allow us to begin to imagine the concentration of so much Shefa Eloki, or Eloki, the divine light, on Kalal Yisrael. Wow. That's a gift. So the bracha of Yod Sa'ar is universal. It's about the Ribbono Shel'Olam, as creator of the entire universe. Maloch al ha'aretz kavodo. That's the first bracha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur and majesty and power is evident, you know, across all the scales of the universe, from the enormous to the tiny. The second bracha is particularistic. This Ribbono Shel'Olam is running the entire universe. He's interested in us. He's interested in you and I. He chose to particularly focus with a, so to speak, divine lens, that all that divine light on us. What's the bracha of Ava Solom about? Well, it's about Ava Solom, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, is choosing to concentrate and focus the Shefa Eloki, the Or Eloki upon Kalal Yisrael, the Yisbonin, but in Torah. You'll be particularly thinking about the Torah. Shehu Gilui Ritzoni Yisbarach, Haroz Malchuso Baritz. At its core, Torah is so many things. Torah is composed of stories, and Torah is composed of mitzvahs. And Torah is composed of ideas, and Torah is composed of inspiration, and Torah is composed of questions and answers and deep thought. And at its core, Torah is Gilui Ritzono Yisbarach Haroz Malchuso Ba'olam Karaosa Bashamayim. Torah is the revelation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us of what his, how we can reveal his will. We can reveal his malchus in, on this world as it is naturally revealed in the heavens. At its core, Torah is the recipe. Torah is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection with and caring for us. And Torah is the recipe for us to make him evident in this world. L'sakin olam malchus shakai. To reshape, to enhance, to improve the world in the divine model. Wow. And he goes on to say, Lo gazra chachma elokis she'ibar malachim baretz. Ribbono Shel Olam didn't decide. The divine wisdom was not to have angels walk the earth. No. El anashim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ekev Malachim and Shamayim. But on planet Earth, the focal point of Olam Hazeh, the focal point of the Olam HaNisayon, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose a nation, people, Hamur Kavim Mizerav Adam, physical, visceral people, flesh and blood, Shevipnimiyu, people with physical bodies. On a physical level, we are members of the animal kingdom. On a physical level, we are mammals, we are primates. Shebipnimiyusam, on our insides, our core essence of a person, misgoshishim midos v'kochos nefesh. We're, from a physical perspective, animals. But within, we have a spiritual, we have a physical chitzonius and a spiritual pnimius. We have a neshama, we have midos. We have Kochos HaNefesh. We're going to skip here a little bit because he starts referring to Sefer Yetzirah. Some Kabbalistic references which I think are beyond us. Skipping down a line or two. Kishi Yizdakech Mitzvah. So you think about what a person is. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that there should be people on this earth. You and I. A blend of the physical and the spiritual. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create perfect angels. By design. By divine choice. The perfect God created an imperfect world perfectly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we were discussing the other day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create Basar Adam on this planet. A unique fusion, people who are a unique fusion of the physical and the spiritual, which gives us Nisayon, which gives us opportunity, which gives us, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us of Bechir Chavshis, the chance to decide the capacity, the degrees of freedom to decide what are we going to make of ourselves. Kishi yizdakeich, me'achevra anoshes yachid o tzibur, if an individual person or an entire group of humanity is mizdakeich, is clarified, miloshin zach, like shemen zay zach. If we are mizdakeich ourselves, we're mizdakeich. If we clarify and purify ourselves, remember his image before of the polished lens, if we clarify and polish and clear ourselves and make ourselves the type of person that can draw in and concentrate the Or Eloki in this world, Yachil Alav, Yachul Alav, Ha'or Eloki, that divine light will be chal upon me. It will settle in that much more. I'll become a more enlightened person in the spiritual sense. Yan Higehu, Benisim Veneflaos, Hachorgim Imalach HaTivi Shalabriya. Wow. And this idea we've come across in the past from the Rambam, the Ramban. Here we already see in Huda Levi. The more a person draws himself closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more spiritually centered I make myself, the more direct Hashras Hashchina I will be Zochotu. The more direct Hashkacha Pratis I will be Zochotu. The more direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I will be Zochotu. Mida Keneged Mida. Mida Keneged Mida. We came across the idea at the very end of Perek HaBitachon the Chazanish. We've seen it in the Ramban. And now we see it here. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu created people on this planet. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to have human beings on this planet who have the capacity, the potential to be Mizdakim. And the more a person realizes that potential and is Mizdakeh, the more I zero in, hone in on my pnimius and put my pnimius in charge and make my pnimius the ikker that defines my chitzonius. The more my neshama is defining and parameterizing my guf, so the more I'll be zochet to more direct connectedness with Ribbono Shel Olam. And yachas zeh shel habor nikra ava v'simcha. Fascinating. That's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when I lead a God-centered, a Torah-centered life. And that's the source of truly meaningful, satisfying simcha. And it goes on, we're going to skip another seven, 8 lines or so. Once again, he goes back into talking some more about Sefer Yetzirah, which is certainly I'm not old enough for this. But he goes on to talk about great people, different great figures who were zocha to a very, very strong degree of this type of hizdakhus, and this type of a unique kirvas elokim. Adam HaRishon, different people, different yechidim all the way until Yaakov, and then the Adas Yisrael begins to grow, and the 12 Shvatim, the way they're encamped, organized around the Mishkan. See, he quotes here from the Sefer Yetzirah. We'll pick up right after that. V'chol zeh moreh al avas Hashem. All of this, the levels to which a person can aspire and reach, and the type of connectedness that a person increasingly grows proportionally as I grow closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, all of this is an expression of Avas Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Yakach mishabech echas, says Hashem, bivirkas Avas Olam. If I'm a truly spiritually ambitious Jew, as I grow into an increasingly ambitious Jew, as I become a greater and greater chassid, that becomes, these ideas become more and more a part of my bracha of Ahavas Olam. Al kach mishabech echas Hashem bevirkas Ahavas Olam. So the bracha of Yotzer'ar was the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of in the abstract, universal senses. Look throughout the universe and see the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see the beauty of Ribbono Shel Olam's Bria. Marab Masech Hashem, Malocha Ort Kavodo. The second bracha of Avas Olam is the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives human beings the capacity to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives human beings the capacity to focus on and to focus the divine light and to become, he gave us the capacity to make choices and to seek to improve the world and to use the instructions of the Torah to make the world a more godly place, a more God-centered place. And to personally become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to, over months and years and decades, to build a greater and greater connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a set of Ava and Simcha. And that's Avas Olam. And that's the bracha. It's a bracha about Torah writ large. Wow. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next time, We're going to go on to talk about Kriya Shema, which is going to lead us straight into the bracha of Emes V'Yatzif. And I have to say, you know, the Sefer HaKuzri certainly added to our appreciation of the first two brachas, but I believe that the best is yet to come in terms of the degree to which he can change our appreciation of Emes V'Yatzif. I think many of us often think of Emes V'Yatzif sort of like, it's almost like an afterthought. Like, oh yeah, the two brachas lean up, and then Kriya Shema, then, you know, basically, Emes V'Yatzif is just bridging us over to Shmon Esrei. And yet, Smichas Gula Tfila, according to some Rishonim, means Kriya Shema and Tfila Shmon Esrei. But according to many Rishonim, Smichas Gula Tfila is really not about Kriya Shema as much as about the bracha of Emes V'Yatzif and Shmon Esrei. And the Ruha Levi's hand, we'll see Mirchem next time. Emes V'Yatzif is, wow, so much to appreciate that we have not yet seen in Emes V'Yatzif, that Rabbi Yehuda Levi is going to introduce us, reintroduce us to our old friend. That bracha that we've known and said for so many years, he's going to put into Mirtz Hashem a totally new light. We'll see that in Mirtz Hashem next time we come back to Sefer HaKuzri.